back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
This will get Fred Heumann's attention.
Fire up for the Chippewa.
Fire up, Chips. All right, let's bring in the sports director of WLNS, Channel 6, Fred Heumann. Hello, Fred.
What do we got, Tom Izzo on the other line?
All right, here's the backstory to that. We couldn't get Fred Heumann, and he says, I'm here, I'm waiting. Did you call?
No, he's on now.
15 times. Hello, Fred.
I think my phone's on steroids.
Oh, good line, Fred.
Maybe it has a concussion.
I'm sitting here listening, and you're saying you're on, and my phone hasn't ring, so I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe you turned the ringer off. Who knows?
It's funny you say that, because this week I changed it to one of my favorite songs. My ringer is Song Sung Blue by Neil Diamond, which everyone's favorite song is, but maybe I should change it back because nobody's getting through anymore.
Well, Tom's is Song Sung Blue. It's going to be blue most of the football season. But
Why is it?
Well, wanted to ask you whether your favorite song on your ringer was going to be Neil Diamond or John Denver. This was a big debate this morning.
Well, John Denver is my all-time favorite. He's the Picasso of his trade. God rest his soul. But Neil Diamond is close. The only thing is that Neil Diamond is so vain. Do you know, did I ever tell you this story?
No.
I think this is out of school now, and I shouldn't tell it, but it's the truth.
Okay.
At the Palace of Auburn Hills, the people I know who work there, this is true. When Neil Diamond performs there, they send out a memo. This is a scoop for you. This is a true story. They send out a memo to everyone that works at the palace that if you look Neil Diamond in the eye, you will be fired. That's his request. You cannot, if you see him in the hallway, if you see him in the bathroom, if you walk by and look him in the eye, you're fired.
Is that right?
Why is that?
Don't tell me. I guess he's an extremely vain man. I guess he's very high maintenance, but man, can he sing.
Well, Cracklin' Rosie, I guess.
I wonder what happens when Sweet Caroline looks him in the eye.
Probably his wife. Who knows? A former wife. Hey, want to talk a little bit about the start of high school football season, because that means to me the fifth quarter and that Dean Trailways bus.
There you go.
And everything associated with it. It just makes you get the flavor of Friday nights.
Yeah, we actually had a luncheon over how we're going to handle the bus this year and where we're going to send it and whatnot. We're going to try to get it around more places so if we have a powerful team like DeWitt, we don't send it there six times like we did last year for the big game. So it won't always necessarily be at the big game. But, yeah, they're sprucing up the bus, and, you know, we're studying our notes, or at least my staff is. You know me. When it's Friday, it's Friday and it's 7 o'clock, I say, oh, yeah, it's high school football season. Let's go. But, yeah, it's hard to believe. It's less than a week away, and don't get me started on how early high school football starts. They should not play games before students are in school.
Oh, but Fred, you and me are on the same page.
You guys are kindred spirits with this.
Oh, Tom, you're with me on that.
Oh, 100%. We had John Johnson on a few weeks ago, and he talked about the count. And I understand where they're coming from as far as the playoffs and start backing it up from there.
Right.
But, I mean, when these kids aren't going to be in the classroom, they already are two games down. I mean,
right.
They don't even get to wear their jerseys on Friday night, on Friday morning.
Right.
That's a big deal.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole spirit. That's what makes high school sports
absolutely
so special. The pep rallies at the schools, wearing ties or your jersey if you're a player, trying to impress the girls in the fifth hour, by missing class because you're a football player. I mean, it's all part of the spirit of high school
sports. Fred's got it nailed down, doesn't
he? Well, what would you do with that? Would you just... Start the season later?
No,
would you play fewer games? Would you play longer into the season and tell guys, hey, if you're going to play basketball, you're going to wrestle, you're just going to miss the first 3 weeks?
Well, you know me. I'm not playoff-oriented. I'd tell Ford Field, I'd pull the Schembechler. I'd say, we're going to start our season after Labor Day. We'd like to have our playoffs 2 weeks later. If your place isn't available, that's fine. We'll play it at Eastern Michigan or Central Michigan or something else. I don't need to see the finals at Ford Field if that's the driving force. I'd start the season a couple weeks later. I'd go a couple weeks longer. And there's a lot of places where it's fun to watch high school football, and it doesn't have to be Ford Field.
Okay, you're going to watch the high school championships the second week of December outdoors, and you're going to have guys miss 2 weeks of basketball or wrestling, right?
Well, I might.
They do in other states. They do in Texas.
Yeah.
August
doesn't bother me that much.
What coaches let their players play more than one sport anymore? There's another pet
that's
peeve.
That's another pet peeve of mine, too. Well, you've hit both of our exposed nerves on this.
Boy, we're agreeing entirely too much. Can we talk about something we can argue about?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Roger Clemens if we want to disagree about something.
Oh, don't get me started.
Now, you know what? I had a very interesting point the other day I heard. And Tim Kirkjian was talking about in 10 years, you're going to have the greatest contemporary pitcher and six of the top 11 home run hitters, including the top two in history, and they're not going to be able to get into the Hall of Fame with a ticket.
Meaning Roger Clemens and...
And A-Rod and Barry Bonds.
Oh, I thought you were just talking pitchers. Well, A-Rod's going to get into the Hall of Fame, and so is Bonds.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Clemens because...
Why not?
Because he's obviously he's a Hall of Fame pitcher, but he has looked so dirty in this. While he still swears he's telling the truth.
How's Barry Bonds looking? He's got his trial coming up.
I think Barry Bonds was so great. First of all, I think A-Rod, I think I've told you before, in time he'll be forgiven because he came clean and still will have had seven or eight good years after his admission.
And before
I think that he will get a pass.
Yeah.
Bonds will get penalized, and the people will not put him in first ballot, even though he's deserving, but he'll eventually get in. Clemens, I'm not sure of, and I think the jury's still out because this case is just starting now. I mean, the guy could do jail time. I'm not so sure about Clemens. As great as he was, I don't know if history's going to forgive him while he's still alive. I mean, it still hasn't forgotten Pete Rose, for gosh sake.
Right. Who's the greatest pitcher you've seen with your own eyes?
Bob Gibson. Don't even have to think about it.
1.12.
Better than Sandy Koufax?
Yeah, Bob Koufax was great. I was a little younger, so I remember. I mean, he was a little bit before Gibson, and while I saw my first memory of baseball was 1965, so I saw the 65 and 66 World Series on TV, of course, but I was just a kid. Koufax was dominant. He was unbelievable for a shorter period of time, but if you put it, as I just said, when you ask me the greatest pitcher I've ever seen, it's Bob Gibson, and I'm sure I'm swayed by that World Series when he struck out, 17 Tigers and the great season he had. Heck, they changed the pitching rules because of him.
When a guy changes the rules, that says something, and they did
pretty
for him.
Impactful, that's
right.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, speaking of icons disappointing people, and this is allegedly, but with the Jay Vincent story, how much did that shock you?
Didn't shock me, to be honest with you. Yeah. Jay was actually a neighbor of mine. I had a lot of conversations with him, and I don't want to cast any stones, but he'd talk to me about this company he has, and the government owed him $1.7 million, and it's on hold, and I kind of scratched my head because he lived out of the country.
Well, he might owe the government 20 years, so.
Yeah, it's too bad. It's awful. And Jay, as you guys and Jack, you know better than I, is one of the really nicest guys you'll ever want to talk to.
Yes.
When you just talk to him face to face, but obviously he has some issues, and man, does he have issues now. It's pathetic, really, to see. We hate to see our heroes fallen, and there's no question he and Magic created so many memories here. I just, I just hope somehow this all works out, and I don't know enough about it to know what happened other than I was sad to hear it.
It's tough to remember any environment quite like Lansing was in the late 70s. If you weren't here, Tom, you were here. You knew what that was like with Irvin and Jay.
I was down in Ann Arbor, hidden down there, fortunately away from it, but reading the newspapers in the ugly library and seeing what was going on here was pretty nauseating.
Jay, didn't they have to move the Everett Eastern game to Jenison because nobody could house it?
Yeah, well,
didn't Channel 6 televise it live at the time? Is that right?
Yeah. Judd got mad at me because I said, you know what? You really could have increased your attendance if you'd played the warm-up game to that. If you'd brought Michigan State in and played first.
And Judd got mad? I can't imagine that.
He didn't think that was very funny.
He didn't want to be
time.
The JV game, did
no.
he?
Well, every year they had to move it to bigger arenas. I mean, they put the Lansing Civic Center when they were sophomores, and then it got to Jenison, and it was...
Let me ask you this, guys, and especially you, Jack. If there were no Magic, if he hadn't happened or he hadn't played here, how great would Jay Vincent have been?
He would have been... phenomenal.
Well, Eastern would have gotten to the state.
Eastern might have won the state championship.
They couldn't get out of the district.
Yeah.
Or did Magic make him even better because of the rivalry? I'm just wondering out loud.
Well, that's something we'll never know, but Jay Vincent was a truly great player in his own right because after Magic left, Jay led the Big Ten in scoring 2 years.
Right. So yeah, that was his absence helped in that regard. And but Eastern would have won, especially if Victor Jackson had not gotten hurt. They would have won a state title his senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one little era. But I was a little too young, and I was in Messina. That's 77.
Yeah.
So I'm at CMU at that time watching Jeff Trope play. That's all I cared about.
There you go.
Transfer from Michigan.
So you guys
State.
Are contemporaries. You and Tom are about the same age.
A little
right?
bit younger.
Yeah, those Central teams were good. I mean, you had Val Bracey and Dave Grouser and Jeff Trope.
Playing over there at Finch Fieldhouse.
They didn't play in Finch then. But
was that Rose Center was open by then?
Oh, yeah, that was the early days of the Rose Center. Hmm. In fact, the two memorable games that I have is Larry Bird played at Rose and lit us up for 44.
Ooh.
Indiana State played Central, and he was hitting turnaround jumpers like I'll never forget.
Interesting.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And then I think it was the second game Judd Heathcote coached.
Yes.
I don't think it was the first, but it was at Rose Arena, and of course Judd never played there again and never would. But he was grabbing Kulser by the shirt. Nobody knew who this maniac was. I was working for Sports Information at the time, so I sat right behind the Michigan State bench. He was grabbing players and yelling at them, and I was chuckling at people, and I've told Judd this. I said, this guy won't last 2 years. Nice call. Nice prediction, huh?
Well, you're only up by 17.
Irvin didn't come. He probably won the last 2 years.
Hey, Fred, very quickly, I've got to get some numbers from you.
Okay. I'm a numbers guy.
Season win totals for the Detroit Tigers.
What are they at now? Help me out.
They're four under.
I'm going to say 81.
Detroit Lions.
I'm going to say 7.
Michigan State football.
I'm going to say 9.
University of Michigan football.
I'm going to say 6. Sorry, Tom.
How about CMU?
Central Michigan?
Their schedule's a little soft, too. I'm going to say 8 for CMU.
All right, if 6 wins for the University of Michigan, who's coaching them in 2011?
Pardon me?
Who's the coach in 2011 if Rich Rodriguez wins 6 games this year?
Well, even if he wins 9, they're going to have a new coach, but I think it'll be Jim Harbaugh. That's just a guess.
Nicely said, Fred.
Fred, we look forward to the fifth quarter and following Channel 6 coverage all season, and we'll see you very soon. Good luck with your fantasy football draft.
Thank you. That's today. But call me next week and remind me high school starts, will you, on Friday? Because I'll need to get ready for that.
We'll be right back.